my true reflection. Go in peace, Elijah said. After Naaman had traveled some distance, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said to himself, my master was too easy on Naaman, this Aramean, by not accepting from him what he brought. As surely as the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him. The book of 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. The story of Naaman the leper, a captain of an army who comes to see the prophet Elisha to be healed of his leprous condition. His journey was a successful one because he leaves a clean man. To his surprise, however, his attempt to pay the prophet with some sort of profit came to no avail, as Elisha plainly says, your money is no good here. Naaman soon leaves, but Elisha's servant Gehazi has a green eye of greed, and he pursues Naaman the first chance he gets. He tells Naaman that Elisha changed his mind and sent him to collect the goods. Naaman gives him a nice stack of money and some new clothes. Gehazi, he returns home and is confronted by Elisha after tucking away his reward. Ironically, he seems clueless as to Elisha's accusations, and he blatantly lies. It's at this moment that Elisha reveals to him that he did not just receive the things he wanted, but he also came back with a dose of leprosy. It's the kind of curse that goes on in families for generations to come. Growing up, they told me, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Dear Lord, help us to understand that the fashion of this life will fade away. In fact, the flower fades and the grass withers away, but the word of God abides forever. Help us not to set our affections on the things of this world, because they are but for a season. Help us not to make permanent plans for temporary things while making temporary plans for permanent things. We need your help so we don't make eternal choices through mortal mistakes, so that we don't use mortal acts to seal eternal fates. Because the scripture says in Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. To the person listening to this, this is your cue. If you mess up, then fess up. It's that simple. Oh, and before I forget, this advice is not for everyone, so don't feel pressured. This advice is only for those with intentions to prosper. So while you have the chance, do it, because you don't know if the next breath is your last. Just saying, life is short, that's all. Here's a piece I call My True Reflection. I hope it sets somebody straight. Are you trusting what you see with your eyes? What if trusting what you see was lies? Would you understand or would you comprehend? Is it the beginning or would this be the end? Is it time to lose or is it time to win? No matter the case or the situation, reflection of grace or reflection of your sin, it's a terrible day for backfired plans. I mean, I thought I was slick when I went to get the merchandise. You heard me right. I got it at a merchant's price. It burnt me twice because now I'm in an urgent fight. Is it worth this fight? Because now I can't emerge in light. My skin is changing slowly and I'm looking for a clue. And how do I know what I'm supposed to be doing? I can't be fluent. It's no arguments. Somehow I'm thinking that my whole life is ruined. How do I bounce back from something like this? How do I come back with nothing on my wrist? It's plain to see that the bullseye missed. It's paining me that I look like this. This is what happens when you start the deceiving, trading your faith for the things you're receiving. Blessings receding, you best be believing. One more lie and his presence is leaving. All have sinned. It's time for rejection. Out of due respect, man, do a sin check, man. He called us in. It's time you reflect and take the opportunity before you get wrecked, man. But what if you lie to the place of perfection, lying in their face like curse is a blessing, got lies in place like it's worth this lesson? He knew you were missing, scheming and tricking. You never even knew that his eyes saw the mission. Now that you're back, it's best you expect him. When the prophet asks you, it's best you respect him. He knows already and he can't be tricked. If he don't start praying, then you're going to be sick. Who do I hold accountable for the lies inside? He asked me straight, but because of my pride, I lied. and now I'm fried. I hid them in the house like he doesn't know this section. What he says to me won't change my complexion. Got it backwards like out to profession. Now the cars lined up like a funeral procession. My heart's beating fast. My pulse they are checking. Doesn't God understand we're facing recession? Take it from me. It's not a good lesson. If you want to be free, then start the confessing. Man, it's appalling to see. He likes true confession. Cause hidden from me was my true reflection. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.